Hello. Welcome back. Can you hear me? I hope you can. And we will continue with the orientation now with the session on student associations and free time activities. I think I see Antonia here. We can't hear you though.
You can't hear me?
Okay, now I think.
Yeah?
Okay, we can now.
Okay, that's good.
Okay, feel free to start whenever you're ready.
Okay, just checking for a second how to share the screen, which is not working right now, right?
No, not yet.
Isn't
Which one?
the video app?
There should be like a green button at the bottom of your screen.
Ah, there we go. okay, it's taking a second. Should have maybe checked that beforehand. Okay. Is it working now? Yes, now it's working,
Yes,
right?
it's working. Great.
Okay, sorry for the delay. Okay, then welcome everyone from our side as well. So we're gonna talk a little bit about student associations, what they are, what they do, who we are, and then what kind of free time activities you can do in Uvascular, just to give you some ideas. Because we think that those are also very, very important things that will definitely contribute to your well-being here and just making yourself at home. Yes, so first of all, we just want to say welcome and basically congratulations that you got accepted to this university, and we hope that you'll have a wonderful time and a really great experience here. And we hope that with this talk, we can give you a little bit of the support to make this time even better. And just to introduce ourselves at the beginning, you've probably heard of the Student Union before in some of the other presentations so far. So the representation of the student body, basically, in the university. And we are one of the subcommittees of the Student Union. And the one that's concerned with international affairs. So, the Subcommittee of International Affairs, short also just called SIA. And I'm the chairperson. I'm in my second year of my master's program at the moment. I'm Antonia, or also just Tony. And exactly.
I'm Sarah, I'm the secretary of SIA, and I just start right now my master's studies. Also, we have in SIA, we have our U board member Evi and the international affairs coordinator Ville, who you will meet if you come to our meetings.
Exactly. Okay, so that's just a quick introduction of us. You'll get to know us more if you come to our meetings. Just as a general, what we as the subcommittee are doing, we're mostly doing a lot of advocacy. So we're making sure that your voice as the international students of this university is also heard. So we're presenting you and we are making sure that all your needs are met. So in case you ever have anything, you can always come to us and we'll make sure that this issue is being dealt with. So for this, we have our monthly meetings that always happen once a month that we'll advertise over Facebook and different channels, also the newsletter of the university. So it's always good to be subscribed to some of those newsletters. And yes, we also have a speed friending event to just connect Finnish students and international students a little bit more, because that's also one of our main goals. We can try to break this barrier that's sometimes a little bit difficult to break for international students to get to know some of the national students as well. And yeah, so that's pretty much what we do. And we help basically all the subject associations to take you into consideration, that they don't forget their international students that belong to their faculties. And for that, just a quick introduction again, what subject associations do, in case you're not familiar with that. Not at every university in every country there are those student associations, or they're not always as active. So I feel like in Finland they're quite active, and in general they're all student-run organizations. Yes, so you can always also participate in helping to run those. All associations have an international affairs person as well. Those are always also the ones that come to our monthly meetings. And every faculty has a subject association pretty much. So it's a very good idea to find out what subject associations is representing you. They might have already been in contact with you. If not, you can also try to get in contact with them. A major thing next to representing your voice and trying to take care of academic issues, they're also organizing many social events to just connect the students inside the faculty more. And examples of those events are, for example, sit-sits, so a very traditionally Finnish event that I also just got to know during my time here. I'm originally from Germany, where you just sing a lot and drink while singing. Always very fun. And if you have the chance to attend one, probably not this semester, as that might not happen, but next semester, if you're here for a longer time, make sure to go to a few. APROS, so big like bar hopping events, basically. They have different hangouts, sports and outdoor activities. They're doing trips to ski resorts or whatever, really. There's a big variety of things, so make sure to keep up to date with your subject association. If they haven't reached out to you, try to reach out to them. Even if some of the events seem to be in Finnish, I've made very, very positive experiences so far that there's always someone translating things for you. It's always very welcoming, those events. So don't be afraid to also join events that seem to be more in Finnish than in English. There's always a way. So
yeah, you should definitely join the associations and also be active with the events. So another thing that the student associations are helping out with are the overalls. You might have seen them if you're here in Finland. So students wear them to different events, and they're called haalarit in Finnish. And then you can see those little patches or haalarimerkit, which are sewn on the them. And regarding overalls, each faculty has their own color, so you can choose a color. And you can, yeah, you can wear them at most student events unless they're stated otherwise. And then you sew the patches on the overalls by hand. And the patches can be bought or collected from different events. And you can only sew patches that are actually from events that you attended to. There are some rules. Yeah.
Very important to consider.
You can never wash your overalls. So if you absolutely need to clean them, you have to wear them and go to swim in the local lake. Very important. There will be a logo on the back of the university and your faculty, and you cannot cover the logo with patches. It has to be visible.
And try to wear your overall also in a way that it's visible.
Yeah. Yeah, you're allowed to change a sleeve with your friend, which is kind of nice if you have different color overalls, or a trouser leg with your partner. So it's kind of cool to see. You can see from afar if someone is very connected to someone. And yeah, this is something I've already mentioned. You can wear patches that you haven't actually received unless you bought them. But yeah, the events are only for them who participated in them. Yeah,
exactly.
So you should go to student gatherings or fairs. There are many of them where you can buy your patches if they're like funny ones that really resonate with you. So you can find them there.
All right. So make sure your faculty will probably order those at some point during your stay. My faculty last year did it, I think, in November, October, November. And then you'll probably have a chance to try them on, see which size fits you, and then order them, and you'll get them sometime in the following month or so. Yeah, very Finnish thing, yes. But it's very handy, especially for all the girls. They have so many pockets, you won't need any other kind of bag to go out anymore. So very handy as well at the same time.
Plus, while you're waiting for your overalls to arrive, you can still collect the patches.
Exactly. Also, just because we didn't mention that at the start, you can, of course, if you have any kind of question, just put on your microphone and interrupt us if you like. So just, you don't necessarily have to raise your hand or anything. You can just turn on your microphone and start asking the question that you have. Also, if we're going too fast or if we're getting some important information, just let us know. Also, one thing that I wanted to mention for the subject associations, in case some of the virtual exchange students are listening at the moment, also for you, it can be a really nice way because it's a quite unique situation having a virtual exchange, probably for everyone at the moment. But especially in the last couple of months, there were a lot of events that were also made online. There were even online sit-sits, so those singing events. And by trying to connect to your subject association, but also the international associations we'll mention in the next slide, I think, they are online events. So try to reach out to them, because that way you still will be able to meet some of the Finnish students and take part in some of the social life that makes this study so nice. So yes, it goes out to everyone that it's really a good idea to reach out to your subject association and try to be active and engaged. Alrighty, so coming to the international associations.
So here we have a few examples of the different subcommittees and student associations that you can actually participate in. These are aimed at international students and, well, Finns as well. There is US, the Subcommittee of International Affairs. Then there's IDESCO, which is for international degree students and PhD students, and they're representing them mainly. And the ESN is mainly representing exchange students, but something that is common with both of them, you can usually join every event and activities that they are hosting, so feel free to explore. There's also the Subcommittee of Development Cooperation, which is, well, they're always looking for new members as well, or
volunteers.
Yeah, volunteers.
And they're also run in English, so all their meetings are always in English.
Yep. And then there is ISEC, where you can do voluntary work, and they will actually join the first SIA meeting in September, so
which is on the 21st, by the way.
Yeah, so they will you will meet them there, and they will tell more about their activities. And then there is Jess, but they will introduce themselves after us, so stay tuned.
Yes, exactly. So next to all your like more Finnish run subject associations, those are the internationally run subject, or not subject, but like overall associations. Exactly. So it's good to have heard of them. IDESCO and ESN both also have separate talks during the orientation week, and YES has one just after ours here. Alrighty, are there any questions so far? And are we talking loud enough? Can
Yeah, that's a good question. I have no idea.
Okay, I would say this means no questions so far.
Yeah, I guess.
Or is there one in the chat? We can hear you well. Okay, that's good to know. Thanks. All right. Okay, free time activities in Uvascular. So one very nice and also important aspect next to all your academic studies, how to spend your free time to also relax outside, like after sitting in the library, what can you do? And we just collected a bunch of things that we came up with that are nice to do. It's maybe looking at this. Yes, exactly. So they're really just ideas. There's a lot more you can do as well. One aspect, culture, of course, always important. There are concerts here and there. So at Pavilionki and Lutako, they're the event locations, basically, that you can check out and then see if there are any events coming up. Also now there's still some events happening with more social distancing rules, and this goes out to basically all the free time activities at the moment. Many things are slightly altered to the way they might have been run last year at the same time, but most of them are still running. So even if there's some additional rules to the event, most of the things are still running. But it's always good to check those things beforehand. Museums are usually free on Fridays for students. So if you want to visit the museums, and there are really some nice ones in Uvascular as well, then Fridays is always a good day to go, and remember to show your student card. In many, many places all over the city, you can get discounts with your student card. And if you're unsure whether or not this specific cafe has one, just ask. It's amazing how many places do actually offer student discounts. Yes. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of musical activities. There are, for example, here in the student village in Kordapohja, there's Kordapohja Choir. I'm not quite sure if they're running right now because of the coronavirus thing, but there is definitely things to take a look at if you're into singing. Then there's a piano room and band room here as well. So you can just like have a certain time every week, for example, or every now and then, and you just pay a small fee and you can go and play some instruments.
Yes. And the Uni Sounds is the choir of the university.
Yeah.
Exactly. Volunteer work, we've already mentioned it slightly before with ISEC. ISEC is a very nice way if you want to have more of the very international surrounding also. If you want to volunteer trying to organize any kind of events, ESN and IDESCO are always here, and you can always join them as a board member. The new board elections are coming up in October. Or also as a volunteer, if you just say, I have a specific event that I would like to do that I feel would be nice, then you can contact ESN and IDESCO quite easily and ask them if they want to help you organize it, for example. The Gloria Multicultural Center is also a nice way where you can give language courses, but also take language courses, basically. And yes, so that would probably also be a nice way to get to know some Finnish people. And the Kordapohja clubs is a way if you want to offer some kind of club, but the Gloria Center, for example, either is not offering or doesn't want to offer that kind of course, or you want to offer it specifically for more students, then you can always make your own clubs in Kordapohja and rent locations for free if you make it into a club. So there are sports clubs. We have a salsa club on Sundays, for example, where we teach beginners salsa and bachata. Really a lot you can do. Sports, my favorite topic. There's a lot of opportunities to do sports. They don't call this for nothing that it's the capital of sports of Finland. And yes, so there's a bunch you can do. The UMove University Sports had their talk, I think, right before us. So a lot of things you can do there. The swimming hall, just almost on campus, the Alvare Aalto swimming hall is open and has student pricing in the mornings, for example, I think until 10-ish, where you can go swimming. And Laia Vuori is a really nice option to do all kinds of outdoor sports in summer as in winter. It differs. At the moment, there's the summer season still going on, so there's a lot of frisbee golf you can do. There's an adventure park. You can rent the fat bikes, and so a lot of things you can do. And towards November, they'll open the winter season, I think. And then at some point, you'll be able to go skiing and snowboarding. And yeah, there are gyms all around town. There's a climbing gym in Seppala, for example. There's a beach volleyball outdoor court along Tuomiojärvi, so the lake that's really close to Kortepoja, which at the moment I think are still open. And of course, nature. So don't forget to also enjoy having so much beautiful nature right in front of your doorstep. So there's so many nice ways to go hiking, berry picking, just go out for a walk. There's so many nice lakes around.
Yeah, there's plenty to do. Then we cannot forget the sauna, right? In Kortepohja and Koas, there are many saunas that are either free or for rent, like depending where you live. So you can get yourself a continuing turn in the sauna, or you can just go to the free ones. There are some for ladies and some for gentlemen and some for everyone. So you should check out what time and where to go.
Yes, exactly.
But sauna is the best. I can recommend it with my whole heart.
Yeah, you can't really get around it. Okay, so that's a collection of things that we wanted to present you, basically. If you have any questions concerning those activities, you can either ask the questions now, always also contact us later, of course. Yep. But if there are no questions at the moment, we are getting towards the end of our talk as well. A little bit early, probably, but
still
sort of in time. No, that's good. Okay, so as an international myself, it's one of the biggest tips I think I can give you is be engaged. It's a beautiful opportunity to actually try out getting engaged in some of the more official student bodies. Finland makes it really easy for you and you get a lot of support. You can do a lot of things, have an impact, like organize events that you would like to do, try to push forward any kind of intercultural communication projects that you would like to do. Yes, it's very easy to get engaged in different kind of bodies here. And it's really, I don't know, a very nice way. Also a very nice way to get to know Finnish students, for example. And join events, big thing, because you get to know more people, you strengthen the bonds of the people you're studying with. For the virtual exchange students, it's probably a very nice way of feeling more connected to this place as well. So try to apply to some of the, or subscribe to some of the newsletters to just be up to date with what's happening around here. Yes, meet the locals.
They're nice.
Yes, they're not as cold as everyone always tells you beforehand. And it does take a little bit of effort though. Like if you're in an international program, it's not always very easy to get to know more Finnish students. So try to be out there, go to your subject association events, be engaged in some organizations, and just try to meet more Finnish people, because it's it'll enrich your experience here, definitely. And last but not least, enjoy your time. I guess that's the main thing. Try to balance your studies with free time. At the end of the time, or at the end of the day, you're doing this for yourself and for your own experiences. And the academic things are very important, but don't forget to also give yourself some free time to then have enough energy again to put into your academic affairs. So yes, it's very easy to enjoy your time here. So take advantage of it and make yourself a time that you always like to look back onto later on. So we wish you all the best for this.
Yep.
And in case you would also like to then actually get engaged, our job is becoming free. Yep. By the end of this year. So our term is already over. And we have our elections coming up for the new SIA chairperson and secretary. So if you want to come to our meetings, get to know us, what we're doing, how we're doing it, you want to get involved, then it's a very nice opportunity. And the elections are coming up in December. So just to already let you know that this is going to happen. All right, then thank you for your attention and we wish you a very nice, well, weekend, I guess, already, and then a very good start into your semester.
Yes, thank you. Next, Jesse will be up for
yes. Jess.
Okay, great. I guess it's my turn now. So hi everyone, hopefully your semester has started well and enjoy your time doing UVascula. It's going to be really great. But I'm Jesse Sainio, I'm representing YES here, which is UVascula Entrepreneurship Society, and I'm taking care of YES International Affairs. And I have a short presentation for you guys that I'm going to show you now. So let's see. Yeah, can you see my presentation?
Yes, we can.
Okay, great. So let's get into it. So what is YES about? YES is a society that offers various events for students that are interested in self-development, entrepreneurship, and just meeting new people and networking with like-minded people. But the truth is, you don't really have to be that much interested in entrepreneurship, because the idea about YES is just to meet new people and have a great time in like a really low threshold environment. And you don't have to really willing to be have an entrepreneurial career or anything. You can just come to our event and enjoy meeting new people. But still, our mission is to combine ideas with people and promote entrepreneurship as a real opportunity for students, as well as offering students new practical tools to gain new ideas and learn new skills, etc. And something about basic information. We have approximately 40 to 50 events per year, but this year has been quite different. As you can imagine, we didn't have that many events during the spring because the coronavirus situation had a quite big impact on our events, but still we had some, and this autumn we are going to have some events. At September, we are going to have events remotely, but hopefully beginning of the October and November, we are going to have some physical events at a smaller scale, because we don't have to verse the situation what it is at the moment. But anyway, we have something like 5,000 event attendees each year, and we have over 800 members. And During these years, our members have founded over 60 companies that employ approximately 270 people. So it's a quite nice number. And of course, YES belongs to a part of network, entrepreneurship network that consists of 18 different societies all across the Finland. So there is Aalto ES in Helsinki, Tampere ES in Tampere, and so on. So we are part of network and we are having some collaborative events and networking stuff together. And here you can see some of our main events and projects. I'm gonna shortly tell you guys about these. The YES Sunday brunch is the probably the most well-known and the most popular YES event. Basically, it means having a brunch at the beginning of each month at Sunday, and there is someone telling about his or her business, a local entrepreneur, and sharing the company's story or his or her story, and there is brunch which is totally free. And this is a great opportunity to meet local people as well. But as I mentioned earlier, we are not going to have brunch, at least at September, due to the situation, but hopefully in the future there will be more brunches yet to come. And next event is YES Stage, which is like a speaker event. There is usually like a bigger speaker telling his or her story. And then we have some workshops which offer practical tools and ideas for students. For instance, we have had search engine optimization workshop, presentation skills, and like a body language workshop and LinkedIn workshop, and etc. We are looking forward to have these kind of activities at this autumn at least. Then some afterworks, like a casual chilling event. A sweatiness day is aimed for international students, especially I'm going to tell you guys more about that. Then some excursions. And then we have these bigger projects, Spotlight, which is the biggest speaker event in Middle Finland, but it's in Finnish and going to be remotely probably this autumn. And then Idea JKL and Discovery Tuesday, but I'm going to tell you more about these soon. Of course, if you have any questions, feel free to ask those. I forgot to mention that beginning of this presentation. But yeah, so something more about YES and our events. So we are interdisciplinary organization or community. So everyone can attend our events despite the line of study. And you don't have to be a member. You can just come there and join to our event if you see it on Facebook or at our website or anything. So you don't have to fill any forms or anything. But yeah, we have also events both in Finnish and English, and they are always free, so you don't have to pay anything. And all upcoming events are posted on our website and to our Facebook, so make sure to check those out to be updated. But yeah, here is the bigger projects. The Idea JKL is happening this October, so it's a innovation and brainstorming weekend kind of event. So students work in teams and there is mentors guiding them and they create business ideas and Sunday they have to pitch their business idea to these coaches. But Idea JKL is unfortunately going to be in Finnish this semester, since there is way less exchange students at UV Scala at the moment. But if you're really willing to challenge yourself, I'm sure you can get involved at Idea JKL and join there even if you don't speak Finnish at all. But the other project I really recommend for you guys is Discovery Tuesday. So it has been huge success among international students previous years. And the idea of Discovery Tuesdays, during 5 weeks, you have to, in teams, you will brainstorm and create complete business ideas with guidance of experienced coaches, and you will get credits from this. So if you're in need of getting easy credits and like a practical credits, then I really recommend you to participate in this event. And I have a short video for you guys. Let's see if I'm able to show it for you. Just a second. Okay, and let's see if I can share the sound as well. Can you see this screen?
We can still see your PowerPoint.
Sorry. Okay, do you see it now?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
And there should be an option to share the sound of the computer.
Yeah, I think I turn it on.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that Discover Tuesday is the unique program that provides you the chance to get your hands on practical knowledge in entrepreneurship. It's a great experience. You will learn a lot. It's worth it. It's worth every bit of it.
Okay, and that was 2018 after movie, so hopefully you got a glimpse of that. And the Discovery Tuesday final is going to happen at the City Hall of Jyväskylä, so it's a really, really nice event to participate. And something about Sweatiness Day. So this is an event aimed for especially international students, but as well for local students to meet each other in a relaxed environment. And usually there is someone talking about how to work internationally in Finland, meaning like some international person who has come to Finland and work here, and they are sharing their experiences, how to start up a company or work in a company in Finland. And it's a great experience to meet new people and just hang out with people. But this has happened usually in the sauna environment, but the circumstances are quite tough for this kind of event. So we will see if we are able to arrange Sweatness Day at this autumn, but there will be more or something else at least this autumn for international students as well. And here is our social media sites. There is our website. There is more information about YES and what we do. Then there is Facebook and Instagram accounts. So check those out and follow them, so you will be updated and see our events when they're posted there. And yeah, that was about it. So if you guys have any further questions, feel free to ask those. And you can always ask more questions at our Facebook or Instagram. Just send a message there if you have any. Okay, I don't see any questions, but I thank you for your time and thanks for listening. Hopefully we will see each other this semester.
Thank you, Jesse, for your presentation. And I think it's 11, so we're gonna move on to the next one. I think our next speaker